Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. We're back. It's 12 after. What appropriate music. That's what we're going to talk about today with our good friend Tony Paradiso. Tony is one of our top management experts in our brain trust. He's the author of The Management Mindfield, Avoiding the Pitfalls of Corporate Politics. He's our good friend. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And that music is right. Small business owners are listening to that song and thinking, boy, howdy, is that the truth? I need some money today because I got to make payroll in about 3 days, and I got a bank payment due tomorrow. I got you know, taxes coming up. I need some cash.
And that problem is not isolated to small businesses, but it's more difficult for small businesses because the avenues of funding are less diverse.
Well, and your point about it's not unique to small businesses is very true. If you don't believe that, just ask US Air, right?
or any airline at this point.
Exactly. But US Air just declared bankruptcy for the second time in a couple of years, I think, and they just went back into Chapter 11, from which they, you know, it's hard enough to emerge from Chapter 11 once, but to do it twice, I'm not sure that's a hat trick they can pull off. But anyway.
I was wondering if there was a mercy rule when it came to bankruptcies after so many times they just put you out of your misery. Is that the way it works?
I'm not sure. I think the marketplace takes care of that. But
it ought to be for the stockholders, I got to tell you.
Probably so. But anyway, one of the things that that small business owners, one of the challenges that we have, Tony, as you know very well, that the big companies don't have is we have a lot fewer channels to find capital for our business. We either put it in ourselves from out of our own pocket, mortgaging our own assets or just whatever we have. We get capital from profits, hopefully retained earnings that we leave in the business, or we borrow money from banks. Sometimes we get investment capital from angels, but typically that's not a big thing to happen that the small business owners call on a lot. Mostly, most of our money comes from banks. But there are ways of getting cash flow, of adding to our working capital through other methods, and that's one of the areas that you've been working on, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, small businesses, how most of them start is with your own money, or maybe you have some friends and family members that'll kick in some money. If the business idea is a big enough idea, you might be able to attract angels, but that would be the exception to the rule. So the banking community kind of fills that funding requirement as businesses grow, but as things have evolved, banking has become much more conservative because of all the money they've lost in the recent past with bad loans. So now the regulations in terms of the stipulations in order to try to get money out of banks has become harder and harder. And if you've got a successful business, and this is the irony of it, if you have a successful business and you're growing fast, sometimes the bank can't keep up with the growth because maybe your business is 2 years old and they want 3 years of history, or you don't have the proper financial ratios in place,
or your business is growing in an asset direction that's more, the assets are more intangible than tangible, and as we know, banks like serial numbers, don't they?
That's correct. I mean, they need something hard collateral to say you're going to protect me in what way. And they're not necessarily looking at a business model to say, hey, you've got a good business here. We are confident that you will grow and you'll have enough cash flow to pay us back. That's not the way they think. They're looking at, do you have a building? Do you have inventory? What do you have? And banks will get involved. They will loan money on accounts receivables. They will loan money on inventory. But they tend to discount those things very, very heavily.
And they typically only do that with companies that do have a several year track record.
Yes, that's correct. Again, the price of entry for banking money has gone up, and so that's made it much more difficult for companies that are ironically successful and growing and need capital in order to fuel that growth. And as companies grow, it doesn't matter how well managed you are. Invariably, there are going to be times where you're going to hit cash flow problems. You get an order for 100,000 widgets, and you simply don't have enough cash on hand to buy the materials to fulfill the order. What do? You try to go to a bank, but typically the banks can't react fast enough. So what are your alternatives if a bank either isn't in a position to react fast enough or doesn't like the parameters of the situation? Some companies turn to factoring companies to do that. And what factoring companies typically do is they'll come in and they take over your entire accounts receivable. And so they use your accounts receivable as an asset, and they provide you funds in exchange for taking control of your accounts receivable. Well, that can work for many companies, but the problem with a factoring company is they want to take over all your receivables. Mm-hmm. They want to become the collection arm. They charge a myriad of fees for those services in addition to discounting the receivables.
Right.
And they could take a long time as well to make a decision as to whether you're big enough, because factoring companies typically they have some sort of threshold. You have to be large enough to make it worth their while.
Let me stop you for folks. What happens is your business is growing so fast. And by the way, folks, I want to remind you of one thing that you've heard me say before. It is possible to succeed yourself right out of business. It is possible to have so much growth that you can't fund the growth. But backing off of that just a little bit, if you've got good business, if you've got good sales and you've got quite a bit of receivables, but it's taken you 45 to 60 days maybe to collect your money, well, you need some cash before those bills are paid. The factors come in and give you the money virtually immediately, don't they?
Correct. And that's the exchange that occurs.
And they charge you all those fees that Tony was talking about. They charge you for that, the time that they wait on that money.
For the time they wait on the money and for the effort it takes to collect that money. That's correct.
Right.
And those fees can add up, but you have to look at these kinds of situations as it's kind of a cost of doing business. It's an investment in growth. Companies shouldn't look at factoring or even what we do in terms of this invoice discounting, which kind of falls below factoring, as a long-term solution. It is simply a mechanism to handle short-term cash flow problems in order to get over the hump and get you to the next level of growth.
But it is one option, and we're going to talk about the other option that Tony was talking about in a minute, right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money.
We're back. It's 23 after. We still need money. That's the story, small business owners. You know it. I know it. It's the thing. It's what we go to sleep thinking about. It's what we wake up thinking about. We need money. We need cash, mostly, don't we, Tony Paradiso?
Need cash, absolutely. Cash is king.
Tony, before we go any further, your book is called The Management Mind Field. Tell us where it's available and give us your website, too, please.
Yeah, you can get the book on Amazon.com, and most bookstores can order it as well. My website is www.paramarconsulting.com. That's all one word, Paramar Consulting.com. There's excerpts from the book and stuff. The book is really ideally suited for people that are just kind of starting out in their career, recent college graduates or MBAs or decided to kind of pursue a corporate life or just want to understand the dynamics of business, because it really focuses on the cultural and political issues revolving around the business world in addition to marketing and management issues.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance. Tony Paradiso, ladies and gentlemen, just like you think it would spell, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-O. Tony, how do we find, we were talking about a factoring company, someone who would come in and take our receipts, our receivables, and that we have that we had to wait where we have to wait on the payment for, of those receivables. Take that money, take those receivables, give us cash right away, discount them, charge us some fees, but we'll get the cash right away. How do we find these people?
Well, you can find this. It's pretty easy. I mean, there's they're typically you can find them in the yellow pages. You can certainly find them on the web, and so you can
just
even
go
ask
to Google and type in factoring.
Yes, factoring, invoice discounting, and oftentimes your banking contacts will have references to factoring and invoice discounting companies. So those would be the three places I would start. But
okay,
definitely call your banker, because they will typically have a stable of people that they've worked with in the past.
Can banks do that? Seems like I've noticed some banks that have done something like this before.
They used to do quite a bit of it, but more and more the banking community is getting out of it.
Well, they don't have to do it because they can make money right. Doing other things. What now? You're doing something yourself that's another level of factoring. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a company called Interface Financial Group, and actually it's a franchise operation that I and a couple of partners of mine bought into about a year ago. And what we do, it's very similar to factoring, but it kind of falls below factoring in that it's more flexible. We don't take over a company's entire receivables. We're transaction based, and so we can go into a company and buy a single invoice a single time. There's no long-term commitment. There's no commitment of any kind other than the particular invoice and transaction that we negotiate. Right,
which would be really good if somebody had a contract, a one-time contract, and they just wanted to get that one thing funded.
That's correct. Because let's say you have a contract or whatever, and you need $20,000,
right,
and you happen to have $25,000 worth of receivables available that are current. We'll come in and we'll buy that single invoice and provide you with the money immediately. And because of the way we work, we can make a decision within 24 or 48 hours, very, very quickly. There's a minimal amount of paperwork involved. We come in, we look at your business, we make a determination that you want the money for growth and not to keep the lights on, because this kind of business is really not targeted at keeping people afloat.
But isn't that kind of what we see a lot, though, when people are, it seems to me like my experience with factoring and the invoice discounting, typically the people I see doing that are people who are kind of on their last leg.
Well, those people will certainly explore that avenue, because
they've kind of run out of all other options.
Yes, they've run out of all other options, and so
they're not profit is not what they're looking for. They got to have cash to survive.
Right, but that's not necessarily our target. Although sometimes we won't necessarily care about the creditworthiness of the client. What we really care about is the creditworthiness of the vendor that owes on the invoice. But but typically, because of my background in marketing and management, I don't just go in and say, well, how much money do you need, and is my investment safe?
Right.
I try to look at the whole business to see whether this is going to be helpful, and as I said before, to me, I view this as a temporary thing. You've got a temporary cash flow issue. Let's help you get over the hump, and then let's get you to the point where your business, you're managing your business to the point where you're throwing off enough cash to fund your growth. I mean, because that's the ideal scenario.
And if your customer is a gold customer, a solid gold customer, then the discounting shouldn't be too bad either, should it?
No, the discounting will vary, because we have discretion on the discounting rate. It'll vary about the size of the transaction. It'll vary in terms of the longevity of the business. If it's a small single-time event, the discount's going to be higher than if it's a larger event. So we have flexibility, and everything is prorated.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the money gets collected earlier, then the discount gets reduced based on how quickly we can collect the money. So what a lot of companies will do is they'll sell us the very best invoices, the ones that they know are going to be collected.
They know they can collect. Tony, let me stop you, because we've got to wrap it up. Tell us how we can give us a website, please.
I would recommend to go up to interfacefinancial.com, www.interfacefinancial.com. That's the corporate headquarters, and you can find franchises throughout
somebody
the
local to you there. Interfacefinancial.com. Tony Paradiso, the author of The Management Mindfield. Thank you, Tony. Good job today.
Oh, I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Mr. Pete Sepp with National Taxpayers Union. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.